This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Come on! Let's go! Welcome, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3, The Fan. That is a, that's not a scream of joy. That is a scream of relief. Relief. Oh, my Lord. Nowhere else I'd rather be than in San Diego, California. And a fan of the San Diego Padres and on the Bennett Woods program. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. Let's get our heads right. This is the time of year where everyone needs to get their heads right. Great to be back at work. Great to be back at work. Get a little breather from the demon seeds at home. Holy smokes. Been solo all weekend. Got a lot of fun stories about that, certainly. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, who has worked all weekend. Worked Friday night. When was your last day off? Thursday?
Wednesday.
Guy went Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Working on the weekend sucks. I would have rather been you, though, than me.
Yeah, I can see that.
If I'm being honest.
I absolutely can see that. Well, you're here now.
Yes.
And I think I just want to throw out there, before we do anything else, for everybody who always gets up with us right at 6 in the morning and is wondering, tomorrow at 6 a.m., we will be live downtown. Ooh. For game one of the National League Wild Card Series. You can join us at Baja Ricks, right where we started the season on the home opener at Petco Park.
Very fitting.
In the gas lamp. We'll be there right by the trolley stop in the gas lamp and broadcasting live all day long. But I just wanted to get that out there. We'll have more details as the show goes on. But if you're wondering, what am I going to be doing on the playoff morning of San Diego Padres baseball, come on down and join us for a live remote broadcast tomorrow morning at Baja Ricks.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. I'll tell you exactly what you're going to be doing. Bring your ass, number one. We're going to be sucking down crab legs and sucking down lobsters and shrimp and all kinds of stuff.
It worked on opening day.
It sure did. I don't want to change a damn thing. Paulie, if you could find some pictures of us on opening day. Would like to wear exactly what I wore on opening day. I'm not messing around, man. You got to stick with what got you there.
What did they call it? The bucket, the platter.
It's a bucket.
The giant seafood bucket.
The trough.
I think.
Yeah,
it was fantastic, is what it was.
Lobsters and crab legs. Shrimp.
This guy over here to the left, man. The commercial break would hit. I'd look over and he'd be sucking down. Like shanks of lobster.
You gotta get as much meat out of those things as possible.
Dang, dude. Dude's eating like it was his last meal. Yeah, Ben, we got a call from the governor. He's not going to give you
commute your sentence.
So this is it, man. He's like, all right. Just destroying lobster. I didn't even get any. I didn't even get a taste of lobster last time.
We better order two or three of them.
Well, I got like the leftover shrimp and stuff around the side. And I think Paulie was eating like lemon and garnish, I think, because Paulie was just eating the big leaf of lettuce because Ben got in there.
I remember I took the Mexican street corn. You guys were like, have at it.
Yeah.
I said, bring it on.
No problem.
Oh,
dude,
corn.
Baja Rex was a blast. I can't wait to be back out there again. We're going to be freezing our tookuses off, but it's worth it. Worth every bit of it, man. I cannot wait, dude. So it's going to be great. Going to be a great day.
Bring gas.
Yeah, bring gas down there and hang out with us, man. We'll have some Ben and Woods t-shirts, stickers, stuff like that to give away. Well, Ben's going to be doing the hugs, the whole thing. It's going to be great.
Ben said he will make out with the first five people that show up.
I think we need a velvet rope that separates us from everybody else.
Not at all.
Would be nice for me. Thank you.
We're going to be out in the out with our people, man, where we belong. It's going to be great. I cannot wait to see everybody. Hopefully you come down. Now listen, let's be honest. If you come down at 6 a.m., you got a while to wait until game time.
Yeah, if that's
all right, so pace yourself.
If that's you all day, I mean, we're going to be almost 12 hours before the first pitch. If you hadn't heard, 5:38 tomorrow is pitch one of the wild card series against the opponent TBD.
Yeah. Hey, and if you're a Dodger fan, you're more than welcome to come down, too. I will be throwing shrimp tails and empty lobster husks at you. But you're more than welcome to come down. Here's what I do know. If you do come down, you'll probably be wearing full Dodger gear, as you always do when you go to Petco Park. The full Dodger jersey, the hat. We see you. We see you when we're playing the Twins in your full Dodger. I know you're going to come down and represent tomorrow. We'd love to have you guys. Throw some shrimp at you and, you know, break some balls and have some fun. But, man, there's a mission ahead. There is work to be done. I'm still incredibly amazed and proud of this baseball team, this city, the way it showed out this year. It was incredible. It started, for us at least, back in the Korea series when we went to 7 Mile Casino, and that's where our first live event was. I thought there'd be maybe 30 people tops. There were like 300 people. It was one of the craziest days ever.
Couldn't walk through the casino.
No, it was crazy. And there was no parking. And you know what? Padre fans were doing that all season long. They had a graphic the other day that the Dodgers had 20 sellouts this season. 20.
Whoa.
20.
Pretty good.
Padres had 56 sellouts at Petco Park this year, which is truly insane, and that is a testament to... Now, we didn't play, just so you know, we didn't play the Dodgers 56 times. They'll take credit for... They'll try to take credit. That's not it. Padre fans showed out this year. You showed up. You put your hard-earned money down. And, man, so far... You've been rewarded. This is a really fun team. It's been the best team I've seen.
So is that 26 games that weren't sellouts, which is, what, 42,000 or something? They call it a sellout. I mean, what was the lowest attended game all year? It still had to have been 35, 38, 39,000, like right on the brink of a sellout. I never saw a game where you're like, damn, there's nobody there.
I mean, it would be like a Tuesday night, and you're like... Dude, the Marlins are here. Why are there 40,000 people down there? This might be one you want to sit and watch on the old TV, but no. Padres fans went out, they crushed it, and just so proud of them, dude. Proud of the players, proud of everybody. You know, I was just telling Benny, 93 wins is what we finished with. 93-69, which is nice. This team cut $93 million from its payroll. That's more, maybe 96. They have one win for every $1 million that they cut off of their budget this year, which is bananas. Bananas. A.J. Preller doesn't win Executive of the Year. We riot.
Executive of the Year. Mike Schilt, certainly going to be up there for the Manager of the Year voting.
The fact that he's not getting talked about nearly enough is embarrassing. It's embarrassing, but, you know, such is the nature of some of these awards. Pat Murphy's done a great job. There's no doubt about it. They didn't cut $93 million from their payroll. That I do know.
No.
So
same record, 93-69 for the Milwaukee Brewers. So
pretty exciting stuff. Great time to be a Padres fan. Great time to live in San Diego. And for those of you that are not here but are listening in other locations and you know, have some FOMO, I totally get it. We love you. We're here for you. And tune in, and we'll try to make it feel a little bit like you're here.
How'd you guys do in your Tier 1 game? You didn't get to play because you were watching your boys, and you coached.
Coached yesterday.
So, another win for the Tier 1s, Paulie.
Yep. Finished off the regular season with another win. What did that put us? 11 and...
No.
12 and 2, 12 and 3?
We were 13.
Anyways, finished, locked up the number 1 seed, 12 and 2, and had to grind through one yesterday. Half our team was in Arizona
or hungover. Yeah. Got a lot of those early morning, hey man, partied too hard last night. I'm not going to make it to Valley Center.
Oh God, yeah.
It's a great year for the Tier 1s, but now we have our playoffs this weekend.
Doubleheader on Sunday.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully.
Win and then you play again.
But we're excited about that, trying to win another championship. Maybe we win two championships in San Diego in the next few weeks. You never know. But yeah, it was great. We had I coached yesterday, so I had to bail because I coached Bo's Pinto League team, and we also won 30-22, which I don't know. I don't know what exactly. I'm trying to be delicate.
Scored a touchdown and an extra point, yeah. Or 2-point conversion.
30-22.
Got a good field goal kicker, obviously.
So you can only score 5 runs an inning max. You play 6 innings. So what is our Bulls offense?
6 times 5
is 30. We maxed out every inning. We actually got some outs on them. They had a couple of strikeouts. What is this doing for the kids, though, I wonder?
Well, obviously, they're getting a lot of swings in, which is good.
Yes, that's true.
What, did we get 12 at-bats?
I mean, no, but like, because they maxed out. They would have, because you have to max out. Bo hit a 2-run homer in the first, which was like the greatest thing of all time. Just murdered one. But like once the 5th run comes in, you're done. Everyone stops. So you got to start over. But defensively, what is this doing for the children? The field is so big. You know, you field a grounder and you make a throw and there's just no chance to get anybody. So I think everything needs to be kind of tightened a little bit, but we're working, so it's a lot of fun. Love being out there with them, and it's just fun to see these kids play and embrace the game and love the game and play with some confidence and stuff. It's a lot of fun, so it was a great sports weekend. There's no question about it. Padres did something that I feel like typically they would have screwed up somehow, right? If this was in years past, there would have been a huge screw-up by the Padres this weekend, and they didn't. It actually was played to perfection.
Yeah, I would say that the best possible outcome for this weekend was achieved by the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, played it perfectly.
And they will now be in a good position today. We will go through all the scenarios that remain for the day after the end of the regular season. Well, technically the last day of the regular season for two teams, the Mets and the Braves, and the Diamondbacks still alive for the postseason. So we'll give you all those scenarios coming up.
This is like your Super Bowl.
Oh, I love this.
I mean, you know now, me, this made me sick to my stomach. All of the scenarios. Jeff Passan put out a tweet yesterday. I started to read. I go, I'm dumb. I almost flipped the table over. I was like, I can't read this anymore. This is making my brain hurt. And Benny is over there twirling his mustache going, woo.
So when I got home from the Tier 1 game yesterday afternoon, I was reading on ESPN his 8 scenarios. I think he had 8 of them.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, Braves win, Mets lose, Diamondbacks win. Here's what it looks like. And for all the different scenarios, I'm pretty sure we got the most absolutely chaotic one of the 8, right?
I think so. The chaos should be coming today.
Like the guaranteed doubleheader. There were some where it's like, well, if this happens, they don't even have to play on Monday.
Right.
If this happens, they only have to play 1 game on Monday.
Well, you know, and I opened the show by saying there's nowhere else I'd rather be and no other team I'd rather be a fan of. And part of the reason of that is, well, this place kicks ass. But number 2, you handled your business. And you don't have to go through this. So I guess I'd say my heart is out to the Diamondbacks, Mets, and Braves fans, but it's not really. I don't really particularly like any of those teams, so my heart's really not out to you. I'd be lying if I said, oh, I really feel for you guys today. I guess my message to them is suck it. This is what you get. You know, this is what you get. So, and I realize that there's weather involved in that, but there were also things put in place where you could have had it a little bit different today. I've already seen Mets players whining about it. You know, weather is weather. There's nothing you can really do about it except for try to move games, which they did. And one of those teams said, we're not interested in that. And so this is what happens. And I'm so happy that our guys just handled business and don't have to deal with
this. Yeah, or you could have won, you know, one or two more games over the course of the season, well, like the Padres did, and not have to worry about it today.
It's like I tweeted, man. It's not like you guys had 158 or so games to figure this thing out so that you don't have to be in that position. And I told Paulie yesterday, I was talking to Paulie driving down to the grocery store. This is that time of year where the whines just get, it just gets so loud in baseball. The whining gets so, so loud for certain teams. And we've talked about the layoffs and, oh, it's not fair. We had, oh, we got an extra 7 days off. It's not fair. And it's like, man, listen, all of you guys could have done this thing differently.
Then again, you'd rather be a Braves, Mets, or Diamondbacks fan than a Twins fan or
a Mariners fan.
Yep. And you've got no chance and your season is over today. You still have a chance, and we've seen way crazier things happen in October in baseball than a team winning a doubleheader and then going on a big run. Postseason run.
Well, and let me tell you, man, you will not hear one single solitary bit of whining from me if the Padres go out and drop that first series. You won't, because they've got everything in their favor. It will be on nobody else but them. Just like if they won the West and had to sit on their asses and wait, and then they had to reset everybody, got everybody healthy, and then they went out and dropped that series, I'd say, hey, man, you guys blew it. You blew it. So, I mean, it's this is that time of year, though, man, when you start seeing national media guys, they really want to see those big markets get in there, man. They get real upset about how things are playing out.
All right, we will take our first time out. When we come back, I will explain today's scenarios, what they mean for the San Diego Padres, and then we'll set the menu for a Monday show, the eve of the postseason at Petco Park in Major League Baseball. Very, very excited to be here forever. However long this run lasts in the month of October. It's not even October yet, but it feels like October. Last day of September, and then it is on starting tomorrow. It's Ben, it's Woods, it's Paul. Kelly's got traffic, and we are going here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right, I understand that not everybody follows the scenarios as closely as I do, which is fine. That's why I'm here to explain it, to Ben explain it to everybody this morning. Welcome back. Ben and Woods on playoff eve here on San Diego's number one sports station. So the San Diego Padres know that they're hosting the wild card series. They wrap that up on Friday night with the win over the Diamondbacks. We also know that they will be playing either the Atlanta Braves or the New York Mets. There's no scenario today which brings the Diamondbacks to San Diego for the first round series. They will play the Braves if the Braves win either of the two games of today's doubleheader. They will play the Mets if the Mets win both of the games of today's doubleheader. That's the impact on the San Diego Padres.
But
now, the impact on the Arizona Diamondbacks is a little interesting. The Diamondbacks only make the playoffs if either the Braves or Mets sweep the doubleheader. If they split the two games, both of those teams make it, and the Diamondbacks are out.
We're going to need a clear investigation by the commissioner's office if they split these games.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Especially,
if you're, if you're Torey Lavullo, you're like, huh.
Can we check text messages between the two managers?
I mean, there's
bug the offices.
There's no way in the world, Ben. No way in the world that it's not Braves and Mets in the playoffs, right? There's just no way. Nobody's going to not one of those teams is going to.
Because once you win the first one, you don't have to win the second one.
You don't have to do anything.
Correct. Which is a tough spot for the Diamondbacks to be, because both the Braves and the Mets are saving their best pitcher for either game two, if they lose game one, or game one of the wild card series tomorrow. For the Braves, it's Chris Sale. For the Mets, it's Luis Severino.
Does that fact alone, because in a perfect world, hey, we need to win to get in. In no other world does it make sense, right? Follow me here. You need to win one game to get in the playoffs. Who would you start? Your best player.
Chris Sale.
Your best starter, right?
Yes, but the game that you absolutely need to win is the second one. If you don't win the first one,
but if you
the first
but
one
if
you have
win,
a safety net, the second one you don't.
But
so
if you win the first, you're on easy street.
Yeah, and which is why the first game is going to be fascinating, because both teams will want to win it very badly to not have to use their good starting pitcher in the second game. But both of them are saying, but we're going to try to win it without our best starting pitcher because we don't have a lot of pitching going into the wild card series. So it'll be Tyler McGill for the Mets and Spencer Schwellenbach for the Braves in game one. And they will be going all out. I expect full, you know, regular starting lineups, bullpen, anybody available, high leverage relievers. They're going to win that game, because the winner, then, as you mentioned, in the second game, does get to take their foot off the gas pedal. And, you know, they still have to play the game, but they can not use their best starting pitchers. They can rest some of their stars. They can get ready to hop on a plane either to San Diego or potentially Milwaukee if you're the New York Mets. And you don't have to do everything it takes to win the game. Now, we already saw an example this weekend. The Padres on Saturday didn't have anything really to play for, and the Arizona Diamondbacks absolutely did. The Padres called up Randy Vasquez from the minor leagues to make that start. The Diamondbacks needed that win to avoid the exact situation that they are in today.
Right here.
They could have avoided it by winning both of those games Saturday and Sunday. It's baseball, though. What happened? Well, Randy Vasquez shut down the Diamondbacks.
He shoved. He no-hit them for five innings.
It's possible the team that loses the first game could also run into a, you know, couple of pitchers who just are throwing well, hits a bunch of atom balls, and all of a sudden they could lose that second game and be out of the playoffs, even though they saved their better pitcher. It's baseball. It absolutely happens. And that's really the hope of the Arizona Diamondbacks, because they will be cheering one way or another for whichever team wins the first game to have their backups and not their best pitching somehow pull off an upset in game two.
So Mets win game one. You have to throw Chris Sale if you're in game two.
You don't have to, but you certainly should. Probably should to make sure you get to the playoffs. They've announced him as the game two starter.
Okay.
So that's clearly the plan for Brian Snitker.
If they win game one, that will not happen.
If they win game one, there's no chance Chris Sale is pitching. He will be pitching game one in San Diego tomorrow.
Thought it was interesting what Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovullo had to say yesterday. They asked him about the doubleheader and the integrity of the doubleheader today.
Yeah, it sucks. But there's nothing we can do about it. We made this bed. We got to sleep in it. But we're going to hope for the best. I know they're two great franchises. They have two great managers, and I don't think either have the gene of laying down in either one of those games. That's my gut feel of knowing the players on the teams, knowing the managers, and knowing those franchises. I know they're going to go out there and do it the right way and play 18 of their best innings. That's what I'm feeling.
You say that, but I mean, the Mets and Braves are a pretty intense division rivalry. If it was the Padres and the Dodgers playing two games,
you want to knock them out.
If the Padres won the first game, are you telling me they just roll over for the Dodgers and let them in the playoffs the next game?
I know.
I mean, yes, they wouldn't use their best starting pitching, but they would still do everything they could to win that game outside of, you know, torching their bullpen. Now, yeah, I would say the Diamondbacks are holding on to maybe a, you know, 15-20% chance
is
here.
Is that how you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. It's baseball. Even a favorite team is only going to win a big favorite. What, 75-85% of the time? You're not going to win 100% of games in baseball as a big favorite.
But when you have two other teams that all they got to do is split, and hey, bud, I'm in. Hey, you in? If I'm in, you're in.
You're assuming though, but everything changes after the first game.
Sure, well,
you know, you could say that before the game, but in the second game, the team that wins has no reason not to go ahead and try to spoil it for the team that loses in the first game.
Yeah, I mean, I guess anything's possible.
It's the right thing to do
it
as
is.
Well. And they know that at some point, the shoe could be on the other foot, and they'll need two other teams to play hard for their chance at some point, you know, in the future, and they'd want the same thing.
But if you're a Mets fan and you say you take game one, you better not. I don't want to see Lindor in game two. I don't want to see Alonso. I don't want to see anybody.
But you can only, you know, just like the Padres on Saturday, you only have four bench players.
Right.
So you will have at least half of your starting lineup in there. They're not just going to want to just stand up there and strike out. Yeah, they'll be hacking, but hey, you're hacking. You could hit the ball out of the park. You can score runs. I mean, it's not like a 0% chance here that the team that wins the first game wins the second game.
Lindor can barely walk at this point. Did you see him slide?
Back injury, yeah.
Like crawling to the guy in the on-deck circle yesterday. So it's going to be a tough road to hoe for either of them. But, man, you don't want to face somebody that's having to go through this. You really don't, and you're going to have to. So don't take them lightly. It is no guarantee you can win two out of three. We've just saw what can happen in L.A. You know, you win the first one against a good team, and you're feeling pretty good. You're riding high. Yeah, then you went out and you got hammered, and then you had to show up to the ballpark, and you lost the next two games. Those three-game series can go like that. So don't take anybody lightly. I'm sure they're not. But I love what Jackson Merrill said. He said, man, I'm excited to watch some baseball today. I love that. So it's going to should be really interesting ones.
What will Jackson Merrill be cheering for? What should Padres fans be hoping to see? We will go through kind of the ideal outcome today of those games, not simply who's going to win, but how you might even want those games to play out.
Sure.
We can do that coming up. We'll also have our Padres wrap up. Just quick one, obviously yesterday's outcome didn't matter much. In fact, as I pointed out last week, Padres wanted to lose the game yesterday. They would have been foolish to win the game yesterday. I don't think they threw the game yesterday, but they certainly were not displeased by the outcome of the 11-2 loss.
Bo and I screaming at Jake Cronenworth for driving that run in there to make it 7-2.
I didn't care at that point.
When they had the Padres, and I'm just like, more.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back with our Padres wrap up, and then as the show goes on, talk about the wins on Friday and Saturday. Really nice performances by the Padres. We'll play Take on Woods at 7:10. We got a daily prize today, chance to win tickets to the very first concert at the new Front Wave Arena up in Oceanside. Don't do this. And then in the second half of the program, postseason Sammy makes his first appearance. Sam Levitt will be with us at 8:35 to wrap up the weekend and look ahead to our coverage here on 97.3 The Fan of the Padres in the wild card series against either the Mets or the Braves to be determined today. Paulie's got his Rondo report, and then we'll turn things over to Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock. But there's your menu. And we are ready to dine now. Dine on playoff baseball here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It was very strange sort of cheering against the Padres yesterday, just knowing that they're just so much better off. I saw a lot of people in my my timeline going, don't tempt the baseball gods. You never want to try to lose. And I get that. And I didn't think they were trying to lose. I mean, they were up 1-0 after 1-0, three innings.
Yep.
You know, I was even yelling at Tim Leeper, give him the stop sign on the Elias Diaz double. There's no reason to send guys in that situation when you know what's at stake in this game.
Tyler Wade out here playing like Brooks Robinson at third base. I'm like, hey, once you settle down, Eyewash. It's a great play, though. A phenomenal diving play. Gets to his feet, throws a seed across the... I'm like, where the hell's this been? Who are you? Didn't he rob one in right field, too? Like a great catch-up against the wall? It was unbelievable. I'm like, hey, just settle down out there, Turbo. Like Rudy. Everyone's out there. The guys that don't have to play much, they're out there playing like Rudy. You know, and you needed to lose that.
Tyler Wade, and I hadn't realized this, and I just saw it in Kevin Azey's newsletter. He started opening day at third base,
yep.
And he started the last day at third base, bookending the season for Manny Machado.
That dude's been here the whole season.
Yeah.
The whole entire season.
So we will go through a quick Padres wrap-up, and then we'll talk about exactly what you're cheering for in today's doubleheader between the Mets and the Braves right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
A shame indeed.
It's a complete crap.
Oh, I did not like that.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
Are you kidding me?
Boo.
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, get back on the bump and figure it out.
It's not your fault.
1-1 pitch out towards the right center field gap. Carroll on the move, not going to get there. And it's down for extra bases. Arise into second with a double, his 200th hit of the season. And he may have just locked up the Tony Gwynn Award as the batting champion of the National League.
Mission accomplished. We were able to go out and, win a game yesterday and expected to do it today. Just came up short. We had a big inning. We just couldn't come back from it. But, yeah, the mission, to get ready for Tuesday was accomplished and making sure guys stayed sharp enough to get their bats, but kept guys off their feet and being able to rest our bullpen that carried the mail quite a bit. So we're in a good spot to move forward for Tuesday.
Congratulations there to Luis Arraez, the only the highlight worth playing, his double in the sixth inning that locked up a National League batting title, his third straight batting title with three different teams in two different leagues, something that has never been accomplished in Major League Baseball history. And he joins, I know one of the two Padres who have won a batting title before. Tony Gwynn has eight of them. Do you know the only other Padre to win a batting title in franchise history?
Why do I want to say Chase Headley?
No, not a bad call. He was in the running. It's actually Gary Sheffield
who
won the other batting title.
Should be the Hall of Fame, dude.
Make it eight for Gwynn, one for Sheffield, now one for Luis Arraez as he finishes 4 points ahead of Shohei Ohtani. Now, technically, Marcel Ozuna, if he goes like 9-for-9 in the doubleheader today.
Okay. I was asking what the math was.
Yeah.
Pomeranz, I think, was trying to figure it out yesterday on the post-game show. He's like, all right, he's like 10 points behind. How many hits do you need to gain 10
points? Yeah, I've heard
it's
like either 9-for-10 or 9-for-9, something insane that Marcel Ozuna would have to do today for the Braves. You figure if he goes 4-for-4 in the first game and the Braves win, he probably doesn't even play in the second game, which wouldn't be good enough. So it's pretty much a foregone conclusion for Luis Arraez that he's going to win that batting title again. So congratulations to him. And, you know, he's obviously a different kind of player than Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, that's not, you know, that's why winning a triple crown is so hard.
Correct.
Because to win the batting title, the home run and the RBI title, they kind of go together.
Sure.
They, you know, you hit a lot of home runs, you probably drive in a lot of runs. A lot of people do that combo. It's then adding the average to having to slug the way you do that makes it so rare. No one's done it in the National League since, what's it, Ducky Medwick in 1937 or something to win a triple crown. Miguel Cabrera did it in the American League, but
just once,
National
right?
League, yeah, just the once, I think. So, and that was the first time in a long time as well.
I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I think Shohei Ohtani is very capable of winning a triple crown. He certainly has the power. He certainly has the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Slugging is pretty good for him, and hits for a good average as well. He's a great baseball player. There's no question. But as long as Luis Arraez is there, he prevented Aaron Judge from winning one. In the AL, he now prevented Shohei Ohtani from getting one. And I spent way too much time worrying about it yesterday online, but it does blow my mind when I see people wanting the rules changed, you know, because they just don't believe in batting average anymore. And I think, you know, you see the argument all the time. Well, if they value it so much, why don't they pay him for it? And I can understand your perspective there, but my perspective has always been, the hardest thing to do in sports is hit a baseball. If you are the best at hitting a baseball, you should be rewarded for it. And this is your reward. The batting title, that's all it is. People are like, well, how do you give him the batting title? I'm like, well, it's very simple. He had the most hits in the number of ABs. You can just divide them, and that's what you get. And whoever comes out the highest wins one. It's always been that
way. You can assign however much importance you want to
absolutely.
It,
and I think
the batting title belongs to Luis Arraez. Right. There's no debate there.
And I think the GMs do and have. And, you know, Luis Arraez on other teams. I was talking to my dad about this morning. My dad, a Yankee fan, he's like, do you know what I would do to have a guy at the top of the order that got 200 hits like, you know, Jeter used to? 200 hits? To be on base for Soto and Judge and the rest of the guys that they got, he goes, do you have any idea? As we're hitting DJ LeMahieu first and Gleyber Torres, and he goes, we would murder to have a guy with 200 knocks at the top of the order. Same with the San Diego Padres. He sets up perfectly here. Now, on a team, Ben, where you're depending on him to maybe be the guy that drives in runs and stuff, no, that's not where he's a great fit. But here, he is a phenomenal fit, and I'm so happy for him. He works his ass off at hitting. We were, you know, as soon as he got sent over here, got a text from his manager saying, you're never going to find a guy that works as hard as he does at his craft. And he got 200 of those bad boys, and that is a absolutely huge feat.
By the way, 200 hits and a batting title with a torn ligament in his thumb.
With a torn ligament in his thumb.
A knee injury the last few weeks of the season as well.
100%, and set a career high in doubles. He had more doubles than strikeouts. Bro.
Just going to say, I
he's
heard
incredible.
So much all season long from people that don't value Luis Arraez.
Right.
He's got no slug. All he does is hit singles. I'm like, I don't even think I saw a single this weekend. He's hit doubles,
doubles
and triples.
And it is just incredible, man. It's just incredible. I think he is such a valuable part of this team. And I told my dad this morning, as he goes in the postseason, the San Diego Padres go. If he hits, we'll be fine. If he doesn't, we won't.
Well, you saw when he was slumping that the Padres have trouble scoring when they're not getting him, you know, on base a couple of times at the top of the lineup, either setting the table or when the bottom of the order gets on, you know, continuing those rallies and passing the baton. They definitely need Luis Arraez to be Luis Arraez, to be the most dangerous version of the Padres. Yesterday, obviously, they didn't pitch great, but Martin Perez, Matt Waldron, and Yuki Matsui did what they had to do, and that was cover all 8 innings and save everybody else.
Incredible.
Give a day off to the bullpen, so they'll have two full days of rest, a lot of them 3 full days of rest going in to game 1 of the wild card series. And, you know, Perez did such a phenomenal job for the Padres after he was acquired from the Pirates at the trade deadline. His ERA took a little bit of a hit in that 4th inning, giving up the 6 runs, but he did well beyond what any of us could have hoped for, imagined. I mean, my goodness, Martin Perez. They probably don't get to the playoffs. They certainly aren't hosting wild card games without Martin Perez's contributions over the last 2 months.
And I say, I feel very confident in saying they absolutely don't get to the playoffs without the contributions of Matt Waldron and the run that he went on. And damn it if I didn't forget to book, I bookmarked every other thing over the weekend. Damn it if I didn't bookmark the run that he went on to really save this team's ass and be the most consistent starter we had.
When Joe and you were out. Both out and they just did pitching, and boy.
The guy was unreal.
He is pitching well every fifth day.
He was so good. And I read something over the weekend that absolutely broke my heart. And they were talking to Joe Musgrove about him. And Joe said something to the effect of, for Matt Waldron, it was like 90% mental. He didn't feel like he belonged. He said, and Joe said, he didn't feel like he belonged with me and you and you Darvish, not you. He just didn't feel like he was. He had imposter syndrome. He had imposter syndrome, and he's in the big leagues and he's having success. And they said for Matty, it was all mental, you know, because the ability was certainly there. And we are not sitting here hosting playoff games without Matt Waldron. We're just not. We are just not. And his contributions were great. It's just a testament to what this team was able to do and picking guys up, picking up their brother, man, all year long.
I'm interested to see, you know, what his role will be next season. I mean, he could be a very valuable starter again for the Padres
next year. Man.
Obviously, you know, he hit a wall at some point. It's probably understandable given how much they leaned on him during the year. But by no means am I like forgetting about Matt Waldron and his potential future with the San Diego Padres. All right, so. What are you rooting for today as a Padres fan in that Mets-Braves doubleheader? You can think any way you want, but here's how I'm approaching it. I think you really do want the Mets to win Game 1, and that would force the Braves to pitch Chris Sale in Game 2, which likely would keep him out of the entire three-game series against the Padres. I mean, depending on how many pitches he throws, they may be able to bring him back for you know, an inning or two for a game three on 2 days rest, kind of like a bullpen day, but you're certainly not going to have to face, you know, 7-8 innings of the Cy Young, likely Cy Young winner in the National League if he pitches today. So I think you're cheering for the Mets in game one. And then in game two, you can kind of, you know, cheer for who you wish. If the Mets sweep, you're facing the New York Mets coming to town. Luis Severino would likely be the game one starter tomorrow. You got Francisco Lindor a little banged up. You lost your season series to the Mets. You won the season series against the Braves, but that was a long time ago. So you can kind of make your own determination. But either way, I think it's clear. You would love to see a lot of runs, a lot of bullpen pitchers used, especially in game one.
I need like 14 innings game one.
Yeah, you know, extra innings, you know, a 10-9 game in which the Mets come back in game one after the Braves use all their high leverage relievers, lose it, and then have to use them again in game two and absolutely torch whatever's left, you know, getting on a plane to San Diego for either team is the ideal outcome for the San Diego Padres today. I mean, yes, you can't guarantee any of that, but in terms of kind of what you're looking for today, that's kind of my focus on this game. Like just make them have to compete as much as possible in these two games, because that's a real thing. Now they will be up. It's a playoff game. They're not going to be like, oh, we're so tired, we can't get, you know, motivated for a wild card game tomorrow. Whoever comes to San Diego is going to be plenty motivated.
Hey, you better watch your ass, man. But, seriously.
But like, you may have some bullpen guys who are down and unavailable for at least one day, if not two of the days of the series, depending on how much they have to go today. And that's a real and significant disadvantage, in addition to having to come to Petco Park, that whoever the Padres are playing will have to deal with.
I want this thing. I don't want to be this guy, but I will be this guy. I don't really care. I just bring them on. You know what I mean? I really feel this way. I have a lot of confidence about this team. I know that anything can happen in a short series, but yeah, man, the fact that they have to play these games is enough for me. Like, hey, good. Congratulations. You played 162 like everybody else did, and that's all I really cared about is keeping them. The fact that they thought
about... How pissy would you have been if they didn't have to play today?
The thought of banging these games, that to me didn't seem right, and I know that they had to move them, and I know that it's been unfair and all that, but just play your 162 like everybody else, and I'm good, man. I really don't care who it is. I just want to see our guys go out and play their brand of baseball, and they can beat anybody. They've proven that time after time.
And I do believe that the Padres, you know, they certainly have the ability, even if the Braves win game one, and then you'd probably have to face Sale, Fried, and Ronaldo Lopez, yep. You know, the three tough starting pitchers, sure, in a wild card series. No reason the Padres can't match up with that and win two out of three, yeah, against the Atlanta Braves.
We've got really good starting pitchers. We've got really good bullpen, and we've got guys that are can hit any of these guys. So let's see it, man. Let's see how chaotic it can get today, and we'll deal with the ramifications tomorrow.
All right, we'll come back. We can go back through Saturday's game. A very nice, impressive performance by Randy Vasquez, and play a little take on Woods all ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.